Glory to God. Come on, let's go to the word. Hallelujah. Father, thank you this day. Thank you for the word that's about to go forth. Thank you, Lord, that the ears of the hearers receive. Not only do they receive, but that they act upon what they hear this morning. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Glory to God. Come on, let's go to the word. You ready? Before I get started, you know, you got to talk to me, right? Okay. Let's go to, I got Matthew. It's supposed to be, I believe it's Mark chapter 5. I don't know what I wrote on the paper up there. Mark 5. I put Matthew on my pad. Matthew, Mark, and Luke has an account of this story. We're all familiar with it. But the Lord told me to share it, so I'm going to share it. As a matter of fact, I'll give you the kind of the background on it. I was riding, well, getting ready to take, I was in West Point getting gas to take Jeray back. And one of my former co-workers, a friend of mine, I still know, called me and he was like, man, he was sick with something. And he got over and then he's like, it looked like it's coming back. And he had questions about, do I thank him for my struggles and all that? I said, that's partially true. But I said, but man, this is the main thing you need to worry about. You tell that whatever that is, I don't even know what kind of sickness it was, you don't receive it. And then this story, as I was talking to him, this came up. And I began to explain it to him, like I'm going to explain it to you. Probably to you in more detail. And let's just read it. Y'all ready? And a certain woman, we're going to call this certain woman Barbara. All right? And a certain woman, Barbara, which had an issue of blood, how long? When you count that a pretty long time. I've been by myself about that long. That's a long time, man. And he had suffered what? She had suffered many things of what? Many physicians. She went to a lot of doctors. She did a lot to try to make things better for her. And what? Spent all she had. But and was nothing better, but rather grew worse, right? Do you see what happened? She did all she could do in the natural, right? She went, did what she could do. Nothing was better. Watch this. When she had heard of Jesus, came in the press and touched his garment. Came in the press behind and touched his garment. For, she said, if I may touch, I need to take these off. The rim in the way. For she said, if I may touch but of his clothes, I shall be whole. And straightway, the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of this plague, of that plague. And immediately Jesus, knowing in himself the virtue had gone out of him, turned him about in the press and said, who touched my clothes? And his disciples said to him, thou seest the multitude thronging thee, and sayest thou, who toucheth me? Touch me. And he looked around about to see her that had done this thing. But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what was done in her, came and fell down before him and told him all the truth. And he said unto her, daughter, what? Thy faith has what? Made thee whole. Go in peace and what? Be of thy plague. Glory to God. I want to talk for a little while. Glory to God, your faith. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I said your faith. Glory to God. Now let's just go into this. There are several points I want to make today about faith. Yes, I know you've heard the faith message before more than once. I can remember a couple myself. But one more time won't hurt. It's just going to be a blessing. And Mark 4:9 reads like this. He said unto them, he that hath ears to hear, let him hear. Right? I'm going somewhere with that. Which is my first point. And then over in Mark 5:27, the Passion Translation, it reads like this. when she heard about Jesus's healing power, this is the Passion Translation, she pushed through the crowd and came up from behind him and touched his clothes. The point I want to make, the first thing about your faith is, do you know? You got to hear. Did you see that? Let's go back to that first verse, verse 25, I believe. Nala or Leah, which one we want to keep going to the next, 26. 27. Right. And when she what? She had it what? Heard. That's the first thing. Okay. And then watch this. The scripture says in Romans 10:17 that faith, what? Cometh by hearing, and hearing by the God. She heard who? Jesus.